And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 1st of January, 2017. Practice saying it over and over to yourself, 2017. It's the birthday of J.D. Salinger, New York City, 1919, author of The Catcher in the Rye, story of Holden Caulfield after he's kicked out of prep school in New York City. J.D. Salinger, who was a counterintelligence agent in World War II, his job was to identify Nazi collaborators embedded with the French. His division was the first to enter Germany. Salinger was one of those to witness the liberation of the concentration camp in Dachau. It's the birthday of Paul Revere, Boston, 1735, silversmith and engraver. He was also the father of 16 children, whom we know from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's poem that begins, "Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere." It's the birthday of the cartoonist B. Kleban, born in Connecticut, 1935, who drew a cartoon in which a man is walking along the street with a walking stick, accompanied by two beautiful women and a policeman walking ahead, kicking people out of the way and shouting, "Out of the way, you swine, a cartoonist is coming." It's the birthday of E.M. Forster, the novelist born in London, 1879. He published A Room with a View and Howard's End, and then wrote nothing for 14 years while he worked for the Red Cross in Egypt during World War I, then traveled to India. In 1924, he published A Passage to India, which many consider his masterpiece, and though he lived for almost 50 more years, he never published another novel. And it was on this date in the year 404, the last known gladiatorial contest was held in the Colosseum in Rome. It was a brutal sport. 50,000 spectators sat and watched animals being slaughtered, and then men fighting each other, men who were slaves or prisoners of war, men fighting to the death with no armor. What finally led to the end of it was when a Turkish monk named Telemachus tried to stop two gladiators from killing each other, and he himself was stoned to death by the crowd. Here's a poem for today by David Shumate, Chinese Restaurant. After an argument, my family always dined at the Chinese restaurant. Something about the Orient washed the bitterness away, like a riverbank where you rest for a while. The owner bowed as we entered, the face of one who had seen too much, a revolution, the torture of loved ones, horrors he would never reveal. His wife ushered us to our table, her steps smaller than ours. The younger daughter brought us tea. The older one took our orders in perfect English. Each year her beauty was more delicate than before. Sometimes we were the only customers, and they smiled from afar as we ate duck and shrimp with our chopsticks. After dinner, we sat in the comfort of their silence. My brother told a joke. My mother folded a napkin into the shape of a bird. My sister broke open our cookies and read our fortunes aloud. As we left, my father always shook the old man's hand. Chinese Restaurant, poem by David Shumate from The Floating Bridge, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.